This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Open enrollment has started again for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. The group Enroll America has been urging people to get their health insurance coverage. It has operations in 11 states, including Michigan. Erin Knott is the state director in Michigan for Enroll America. Erin Knott, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
So enrollment has already started. Open enrollment has begun. Who are the people out there in general who should be shopping right now, trying to find health insurance?
You know, we've been talking to consumers across the state and throughout Kalamazoo, and really this is an opportunity for uninsured consumers as well as people that obtained health coverage during open enrollment last year. You know, now is a good time to either get coverage for the first time or take a look at your options through the renewal process.
If someone did get insurance through that last open enrollment process, do they have to do anything, or is it just a matter of it's a good idea to check and see if you're getting the best value, or do they automatically keep that insurance that they signed up for last time?
You know, for the most part, consumers don't have to do anything because the majority of those that obtained health coverage opted to automatically renew. That being said, we're encouraging everybody that, you know, it doesn't hurt. It's a really good idea to go back onto the marketplace and take a look at your options. You know, we have twice as many plans on the marketplace. We have four more providers on the marketplace. And you might find out that there's a better plan for you and your family, or more importantly, you, upon updating your financial information, might qualify for even more financial assistance.
So more providers on the exchange would indicate that there's the possibility, at least, that there is more competition and perhaps that could lead to some better deals?
That's correct. You know, again, there are more providers on the marketplace. There are now 16. There's robust plans available here in the greater Kalamazoo area. I've been talking to folks that, you know, started window shopping before the marketplace opened on the 15th, and they were pleasantly surprised by the new options that were made available.
Is it a complex process for someone who's never done this before? Perhaps they went right from school into a job where they had health insurance. Is it at all complex to go and shop and try to find the best deal for an individual or their family when they're looking for health insurance?
Not at all. You know, the website healthcare.gov has substantially been improved since the first open enrollment period. You know, last year there were 70 screens to click through. This year it's down to 9. You know, there are mobile applications that are available for iPhones or tablets. So really, healthcare.gov took best practices learned from the first open enrollment period and applied them. But even if this, you know, seems overwhelming or scary to consumers that aren't computer savvy, you know, there's in-person assistance available throughout Kalamazoo where consumers can sit down and work with somebody that's been trained by the federal government to walk them through that process. So, you know, there is help out here. There are tons of enrollment events between now and February 15th, as well as appointments that can be scheduled. Again, one-on-one kind of conversations with assisters.
Is that the sort of thing that might be typical or similar to what someone goes through with financial planning, where you sit down, talk about what your needs are, talk about what your budget is, and see what fits in those two things?
You know, I think that's a great example right there. You know, it is like sitting down with somebody, an expert, to talk about your financial goals. Again, healthcare is complicated. You know, we work with people all across the state that need some handholding. They need, you know, to understand what the difference between a premium and a copay and coinsurance is. And that's why it's so important for those consumers to connect with, you know, an expert that can walk them through the process and answer those questions that they might have.
What penalties are people looking at if they are still without health insurance in 2015?
You know, the fine this year has gone up to $325 per individual and, or up to 2% of their income. But, you know, when I'm talking to people, the fine really isn't a motivating, you know, indicator for why folks are taking a look at the marketplace or signing up for coverage. It really has to do with that peace of mind, knowing that if they have an accident or get sick, that they have healthcare. They have that coverage. You know, they're not going to be forced into a financial crisis or dealing with bankruptcy because they have medical bills that they cannot afford.
You mentioned earlier that there is some assistance or subsidies available for people who perhaps don't quite make it to be able to afford health insurance. What is out there and how do people find out if they qualify?
Sure. We're telling everybody, whether you're sitting down with an in-person assister or you're in front of a computer doing it on your own, to make sure that you have all your kind of personal information right there with you as you begin the process. And that includes, pay stubs and the information that you would use when you file your taxes. And so what we know is last year, of the 272,000 folks that successfully enrolled in the marketplace, 87% of them qualified for financial assistance. And, we know the average cost of all the plans last year, this is all the plans, was about $97, and the average tax credit was about $246. We also know that 62% of those consumers that enrolled did find a plan for $100 or less.
The Kalamazoo Gazette ran a story on November 15th, finding that there were 16,000 people in Kalamazoo County who were able to get to insurance through the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare during the first year. But they did find some people who were pretty upset with what had happened with their plans, inexpensive, high-deductible plans that were no longer available. Is there any indication at this point that they're going to be able to find something similar on the exchange now that there is some more competition?
There are bronze level plans or catastrophic level plans for individuals, 30 and under, that provide just that very minimal level of coverage. But again, we're encouraging everybody to take a look at the plans that are on the marketplace, because there is more competition this time around. Financial assistance is available. And really, the plans that are on the marketplace, include those 10 essential benefits. I like to say, when you think about what it means to have quality, affordable health coverage, it means you have access to maternity care and prescriptions are covered, emergency room visits, well visits, things like that are now, afforded to everybody because of the Affordable Care Act.
But are there some options out there for people who are relatively healthy and perhaps don't qualify for those health care subsidies to still find health care plans that might be suitable to them and yet not terribly expensive?
Again, with the financial assistance that we saw last year, 62% of all consumers that enrolled qualified for a plan $100 or less. So, I haven't been on the marketplace to look at all the price points for the plans here in Kalamazoo County, but I believe that, there is going to be a plan that's out there and available for folks that meets their needs and their budget.
Does open enrollment have anything to do with Medicaid expansion in Michigan, or is that a separate thing, and can people get Medicaid at different times?
Sure. Our Medicaid expansion program is known as Healthy Michigan, and that is an open enrollment program that's open to consumers year-round. And so it's separate from the marketplace. It has its own website, and consumers are encouraged, if they believe that they qualify for Healthy Michigan, that they go to that website for more information.
Aaron, from your standpoint, how different does this time around with open enrollment this year feel from last year?
I think what we're experiencing right now is that there's still a hungry appetite amongst consumers to take a look at the marketplace. Our biggest challenge is assuring folks that financial assistance is available, but we know that of the folks that didn't enroll last time, 42% have indicated to us that they plan on enrolling before February 15th.
Aaron Knott, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Aaron Knott is the Michigan Director for Enroll America. Links with more information and longer versions of interviews on West Southwest can be found at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.